time of week and month. Time bias does not end with daily cycles. Clearly defined time quirks appear through weekly and monthly periods as well. Swing traders study these events to avoid being on the wrong side of the market when they strike. Start with individual days of the week and look at their special characteristics. These 5 trading sessions open new themes, test them, and work to resolve price imbalance before Friday's closing tick. Monday morning greets market participants the same way that offices around the world receive tired worker bees. The weekend break disorients the crowd and forces reevaluation of major assumptions. The session often opens to confusion as players try to find their rhythm and the next market direction. Light volume characterizes many Mondays, especially in the summertime. This lack of commitment may continue well into midweek. The morning can trigger selling pressure that lasts for many hours. Mild rallies often begin late in the day as this finally dissipates and the market floats upward. Turnaround Tuesday describes a well-known time bias. Trends that begin on Friday and persist through Monday frequently reverse during the first hour of this session. New trends that start at this time may trigger sharp price expansion for the next 2 days, but choppy action can persist throughout the week when a clear trend does not appear. Volume often spikes on Tuesday as large players execute their first strategies of the week. Watch Instanet closely to see how the institutions position themselves. Wednesday and Thursday tend to reinforce themes initiated earlier in the week. Strong trends should continue through these days, unless external shock events intervene. Trading action starts to hesitate on Thursday afternoon, as awareness of the upcoming weekend enters the market psyche. This wall grows stronger if the crowd fears government statistics that will be released the next morning. The government issues economic reports through a regular publication cycle. The major ones can impact markets on any day of the week. But the monthly unemployment report, which always appears on the first Friday of the month, wields the greatest hammer. The credit and futures markets can respond violently to these important numbers. This ensures that arbitrage and crowd response trigger broad equities movement. But placing bets in advance of fundamental reports can be very dangerous. Earn consistent profits by reading the charting landscape rather than speculating on external influences. Fridays have other major forces to contend with. Options expire the middle Friday of each month. That week often generates unusual volatility that peaks on expiration day. Market action during this period can be highly unpredictable. Swing traders should consider an early weekend before the climax and think twice about all executions during that week. Most participants also use the week's end to digest themes and imbalance from the prior 4 days. Many institutional strategies focus on weekly price bars. As the week draws to a close, professional technicians determine the need for portfolio adjustments and take appropriate action to protect large positions. Many players act recklessly near the weekend if positions stand at a large profit or loss. The losers jump into volatile stocks as they try to get even, while the winners dump profit vehicles that still have many points to run. Markets seek equilibrium as they head for the weekend. This can trigger strong trends in either direction to accommodate current themes. But Fridays tend to end with a whimper rather than a bang. Many players wind down and disappear by the afternoon, especially in the summertime. This frequently leads to a choppy close on light volume. But when strong conflict or imbalance carries into the final session of the week, everyone will stay at their desks until the last minutes.